Estella, let's get into another scenario. You had a patient of a 55-year-old woman who presented very ill. And while this is not the typical situation, there are patients like that and kind of problematic or challenging about management. So what happened with her?
So this is a young girl, 55-year-old woman with a light smoking history. And she was planning her son's wedding and really started having cough and shortness of breath for about 4 months before she could barely breathe. She went to a local hospital, had a CAT scan, had bilateral apical lung masses, a confluent mediastinal adenopathy, and really a bronchial obstruction, collapsed lung. While she was waiting for another imaging study, she coded and she was admitted to the hospital. The family told that she was not going to make it. They had to put a line for ECMO, extracorporeal circulation.
Wow.
She was intubated, but she made it through. She had a bronchial stent and she got two big doses of palliative radiation to the thorax and came to the office after discharge on a wheelchair. Again, she had been very ill. So when I met her, I was like, this is the kind of patient that waiting for molecular information may not be an option because she just barely made it alive out of this presentation. So when I met her, we had a plasma liquid biopsy option, which we drew that day. But I told her we need to get started on chemotherapy because we don't know, you know, if you're going to progress fast. So we made the decision to start her on carboplatin pemetrexed and held the immunotherapy because of the same concerns that had been mentioned about possibility of having more side effects if she needed an osimertinib or a TKI later on. But she ended up having an EGFR, LA-FEB8R point mutation.
And that was on liquid biopsy.
On liquid biopsy. So the question was, she had been stable on chemotherapy because actually her imaging studies got quickly better since she had radiation. Is it reasonable to stay on chemotherapy, or knowing this information, should we just switch her immediately to osimertinib?